Sokala Duma Radio.
Oh, welcome to the show, ladies and gents, guys and girls. This is the Transfer Rep, and I'm your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. As usual, we have an action-packed show today. There are transfer updates and news stories from the world of football. We'll listen to your opinions via the voice notes, and the big question is, having already defeated Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs in their unbeaten start to the Absa Premiership, can Bidvest Wits go all the way this season? Of course, the number to send your voice notes is 066-171-0346, and we thank everyone who sent their voice notes and everyone who's commented on Facebook, far exceeding 200 comments, and unfortunately we can't play all of them or read all of them here. I'll read a few. Tom Sibanda says, the early bird catches the fattest worm, so it's a good start by Bidvest Wits, and they can go all the way and win it. Points collected in the first round are very, very important. And Mlum Katini says, nope, it's still early days. Remember what happened to Baroka last season? They started on a high note. Towards the last games of the season, they were down in the log. To beat Chiefs and Pirates does not mean you're going to win the league. The league is like a marathon, and like I said, thank you very much for those voice notes. We'll also speak to veteran journalist Peter Roth about the opening matches of the National First Division this upcoming weekend.
Ivets ngeke iqhube ngalendlela idlala ngayo ngoku kude kuphele isizini. And ku-easy wezi team like Ivets, Baroka, ukubetha iitim ezinkulu like Pirates, Chiefs, Sundowns. But xa sifika kuntanga bazo ngeke iyenze kakuhle tu. Ndibona njalo mna sikodwa sizawubona ukuba iqhubekeke isizini. But hayi, ewe kona uGavin Hunt ndiyamhlonipha, une-experience, kodwa hayi. Kwintanga babo bazawubethwa ziiCeltics.
Well, the matches are coming thick and fast, and some coaches are already complaining about fixture congestion, rightly or wrongly. Just in case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past week. Kaizer Chiefs football manager Bobby Motaung has indicated that they've requested the return of one of their players who is currently on loan. Lorenzo Coutinho is currently on loan at Bloemfontein Celtic, with his loan deal expected to expire at the end of the year. However, Chiefs want him back. It remains to be seen whether or not Celtic will allow Coutinho to return to the Nash Reina club before December, or whether they will ask the player to see out his contract. Interesting. Bidvest Wits coach Gavin Hunt defended his side's style of play against Orlando Pirates, and also questioned why Hashim Domingo has not yet appeared for Bafana Bafana. The Buccaneers tasted defeat for the first time this season after going down to the Clever Boys, who maintained a winning start to the season thus far. Hunt insists that he wasn't worried about the position statistics, as this is a results-based game. The coach went on to praise Hashim Domingo, who came off the bench to play a role in the winning goal. Bafana Bafana will assemble for camp next month in preparation for the upcoming 2019 AFCON qualifiers. The national team will gather in Joburg on the 2nd of September 2018 and depart for Durban on the 3rd of September, where the rest of the camp will focus on the Group E clash against Libya. The encounter will be held at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday the 8th of September, with the game scheduled to kick off at 3 p.m. Now on to another Jomo Cosmos controversy. Jomo Cosmos have confirmed putting their number one goalkeeper King Ndlovu on the transfer list. Whilst it has not been confirmed that the shortstopper is one of the players that were owed money by the club has confirmed that he is one of the players to be transferred. Ndlovu was once invited for training at Kaizer Chiefs in 2016 when Itumeleng Khune was injured. The 25-year-old is a former Mamelodi Sundowns development player. And finally, in the news that made headlines in the past 7 days, Orlando Pirates have confirmed that one of the club's strikers has been cleared of rape charges. The Buccaneers confirmed on the club's official website that Ayanda Nkosi has been informed that he has been cleared of rape charges against him. Nkosi also commented by saying, I would like to refer to the club's pledge, which has stayed with me since my induction at the club, that violence against women and children is like waging a war on ourselves and as a nation, and we must speak out against it and be exemplary through our deeds and serve as role models. I'm happy that my name has been cleared. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, www.sokaladuma.co.za.
Good day.
I'm Fistos Nganga from Mwangwini, currently in Pretoria. I am the biggest fan of Faith. I think this season we started so well, plus by featuring the biggest teams like of Chiefs, we beat the Dreadnought, and Pirates, we beat them by one goal. Come Saturday, we eliminate another big team, SuperSport United, and by signing the experienced players like Otto, Domingo, Fuyo, Robin, I think we shot in the middle of the field until Pleasant get well, rather than to complain this season goes over late.
All right, I'm now joined on the line by Peter Roth, who is a journalist of South African football. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. There seems to be a situation before the start of the season in the NFD with the Cape Town teams. Can you let us know into what exactly is happening with the Cape Town teams and the stadium situation?
Yeah, this weekend at the start of the First Division, there are no home games in Cape Town. The stadium situation is that the Athlone Stadium is going to be out of bounds for a long time. I think they're working on the pitch. And Professor Ronnie Schloss has advised us that he's looking at alternatives, but there's very few alternatives. Chipper United's old stadium in Philippi is also cannot be used because of red tape. And Blue Downs is not it's also in a poor condition. So, in fact, all the NFT teams are going to be using Cape Town Stadium until further notice.
And what kind of problem does this pose for the planning of the fixtures then, for whoever is in charge of that in the National First Division?
The problem with the stadiums has been a long time coming. Even last year we've had problems. So this is nothing new. And I do believe that the Cape Town municipality are not pulling fingers as far as helping soccer teams. They only seem to support rugby when that's what I've been told by various different people. They seem to only help the oblong ball game, not the round ball game.
All right. I'm sure it's something that's we're going to keep on talking about throughout the season, because I'm sure Cape Town Stadium will be fatigued the more matches that it's being played on. But we move then right along. The opening of the National First Division is in this week. Jomo Cosmos currently has a situation where some players are alleging that they have not been paid for months. What do you make of the whole thing happening there at Jomo Cosmos? Is that a club in turmoil for you?
Look, it's a shame, hey? I read Vuani's editorial in the Duma, and he spells it out very clearly that Jomo's done so much for our football for many, many, many years. And, you know, we just don't need this kind of thing, because players, you know, they've got accounts to pay. And, you know, they've got to also live and feed themselves. And, yeah, it's a very sad situation. We can't believe, I mean, especially because Jomo's been in the PSL for many years. And, we don't know the background to it. It could have something to do with SARS. We don't know, but you know, I think it's a sad indictment of what's happening in our game. We, you know, I mean, if it was just an ordinary small little team that had come up and they were having problems, okay, we understand that. But not Jomo Cosmos, that's been around since 1983, you know?
And what does this perhaps mean to them for their season? Because we know what happened with Swallows. As soon as they had money problems in the EPSA Premiership, then they went down, boom. And then they went down again in the National First Division. So usually when a team is having money problems, it spells doom for them. What does it actually mean for them for the upcoming season? Does it mean anything in terms of where they will finish or whether they could be relegated because of these kind of problems?
Yeah, well, I mean, Lena, we've always had NFT money problems. Normally what happens is in the second round, when a team knows it's not going to get into the playoffs or it's safe from relegation, they stop paying the players. And release guys, you know, before their contracts expire. We've had that for years and years, but I think this is a new thing that developing now with Cosmos, and obviously it's going to affect the players. We don't know the ins and outs of when they're going to be paid, but I mean, their game against Ajax is the opener. So for me, that's the number one game for this weekend, because Ajax, if you remember, never won on the road last year. They lost almost all their games. So if Ajax can't win against Jomo at Makulong, then I don't know, especially under these conditions, you know. So let's see what happens there. But for me, that's the game of the weekend.
All right, getting into the games then, Peter. I'm sure that match is going to be... I looked at the fixtures as well, and I was like, okay, this is probably going to be a major game. What other sides do you are you looking at, or would you like the fans to look at and look out for the upcoming fixtures?
I think one of the one big game also is that Dobsonville, newly promoted Maccabi versus TS Sporting, both promoted last season from the Motsepe League. And that should be a bit of a humdinger. The other teams, you know, look, I think Real Kings entertain Witbank Spurs at Sugar Ray. That could be very interesting because I believe Spurs, I haven't seen the new team sheets yet, but Spurs have got almost an entire new team, and I don't think they haven't really done much. We don't know how well they can gel, whereas Kings were on a roll last year, and I think they've kept most of their players. So I think that's also going to be a good, if Kings can get off to a good start, I think other teams will be chasing them.
All right, and then before we let you go, Ajax Cape Town should be expected to be high up there in the running of the promotion, automatic or playoff. Which other side would you beg to be the contenders for the season, just by the looks of things in terms of signing, in terms of coaches instated as new coaches for the teams?
Look, Richards Bay, I believe Richards Bay played very well in the Premier Cup. You know, their coach, Brandon Trutter, has done very well. He's assembled a great side. And people have told me they're playing very fluid football, apart from Kings that I've also mentioned. Look, Stellenbosch have made a lot of new signings. They've got almost a completely new team. I think they'll be up there. Let's see. Let me just see. We're not sure about the strugglers of last year, Utongati and Ubuntu. But sometimes a team can be poor one season and then suddenly change tack in the next season. And so, yeah, I mean, we don't know Mbombela either, because they've also made lots of changes.
All right, Peter, we thank you very much for your thoughts. We'll keep on bothering you with the new season in the National First Division. Thank you so much.
All right, pleasure. Thanks very much. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Personally, I think Covenant as a coach has a proven track record for winning the league in South Africa. Like, he did it with SuperSport, he did it with Verts, and I think they can do it again with the way they've been playing. You can't help but wonder what teams like Kaizer Chiefs look for in a coach, because he's got all the attributes to make it at any big team in the country, but they seem to overlook him somehow. But all in all, Vets are a force to be reckoned this season. Watch out for them. They might go all the way.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokoladuma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players. Here is what was covered in this week's newspaper. Jomo Cosmos have been in the news recently with reports suggesting that some of their players at the club had not been paid. Vuyani Joni tackles that matter on the editor's column. Secondly, Thabo Mnyamane's SuperSport United have progressed to the semi-finals of the MTN 8. Celine Abram speaks to the player about that and much more. Thomas Gwenaide chats to newly appointed Al Ahly coach Patrice Cateron, who reveals that he was in talks with Kaizer Chiefs for the coaching position, but something happened during the negotiations. Find out what happened on this week's paper. Thabo Notata is on the revolving column to reflect on his side's victory against Maritzburg United as they march on to the next round of the MTN 8. And lastly, Innocent Maela spoke to Vuyani Joni. Check that out to find out what was that all about. Lunga Adam is on, still in touch. touch speaking to another player. You can check that out as well on this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. Catch all that great content and much, much more on the newspaper, like I said. Well, taking a look now at some of the top transfer stories from the week gone by. Sibusiso Mthethwa has joined a new club for the current season after parting ways with Platinum Stars. The 27-year-old defender has PSL experience, having previously turned out for the likes of Tucks and Free State Stars during his career. Mthethwa has now joined Stellenbosch FC for their National First Division campaign under coach Steve Barker. On the Mamelodi Sundowns, the striker is currently with Maritzburg United and a deal is expected imminently. Uyanik Zakri is believed to be to have one more year left on his contract with Sundowns, and despite his exit from Masandawana close to being confirmed, it is yet to be revealed whether the player will complete a loan move or a permanent transfer to Maritzburg United. Remember that he was sent out on loan to Ajax Cape Town, almost came back to haunt Mamelodi Sundowns. However, now he's back at Sundowns looking to complete a move to Maritzburg United. Ajax Cape Town have snapped up the services of a former Kaizer Chiefs defender, Sibusiso Khumalo. Khumalo was released from his contract with Chiefs following the end of last season, despite the player still having a year left on his deal at the time. He has now joined Ajax Cape Town, that is left back Sibusiso Khumalo. That's a major coup for Ajax Cape Town for their season in the NFD. Kemet Erasmus is set to complete a move to Vitória Setúbal in Portugal this week, with the player's permanent transfer being finalized in the next coming days. Meanwhile, in other news, it has also been confirmed that Young's Pepelos Tole has also signed for the same side, though he will be playing for the under-23s, whilst fellow KZN Academy graduates Pilane Jaca and Nkanyiso Shinga have joined Vitória Setúbal's under-19. Those are the transfer stories that happened over the past 7 days.
Good morning, afternoon, Sokola Duma Radio. With the issue of business rates actually beating the two Sokola teams, for me, it doesn't actually mean that they can go all the way, especially with how they actually played yesterday. With a team that was actually starting play from the back, it's only the mistake that Orlando Pirates did when committing that on goal that saw Bidwell's winning. Otherwise, there were no threat to the Buccaneers. You can also see the opportunities that were actually created by Orlando Pirates, the set pieces, the clear-cut chances that were supposed to be finished. We could not convert, or Orlando Pirates could not convert those particular opportunities. Basically, with these few games, Bidwell can be top for now. We can still see, it's still early in the league, and we'll see how everything shall transpire. Thanks for speaking to Anele Cham from Utenake. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Keep those voice notes coming. And checking now the midweek results and the upcoming fixtures for the weekend. Orlando Pirates lost at home to Bidwell 1-0 via a goal, an own goal by Gladwin Shitolo, who scores now his second on goal for the season. Baroka played to a 1-0 draw against Kaizer Chiefs after an on goal by Daniel Cardoso was cancelled out by Sipiwe Chabalala's free kick, which crossed the line or did not cross the line. That was the debate on Twitter. Moving right along to the fixtures for the upcoming weekend. On Friday, Maritzburg United will be hosting Kaizer Chiefs at 8 p.m. On Saturday, Polokwane City play against Baroka FC in the Limpopo Derby at 3 p.m. Cape Town City are up against Golden Arrows at 6, Bidwell at 8:15 against SuperSport United, whilst Chipa United will host Black Leopards at the same time, 8:15. And on Sunday, Bloemfontein Celtic host Orlando Pirates, whilst AmaZulu will be hosting Free State Stars, both matches kicking off at 3 p.m. One fixture, though, that will be very, very important is Mamelodi Sundowns traveling away to Wydad Casablanca at 9 p.m. on Friday to ensure that Mamelodi Sundowns remain in the CAF Champions League group stages. Right, and then the National First Division fixtures, Royal Kings host Witbank Spurs, Royal Eagles host Stellenbosch, Utongati host Sakuma Tsamatse Bandera, whilst New Boys TF Sporting will travel to Maccabi FC, who are also New Boys in the National First Division. Amatags, without coach Sean Bartlett right now this season, will host Mbombela United, who've been caught in a controversy around a player by the name of Mpumelele Bengu, who has signed a contract, but they are denying that he signed a contract. We'll see how that plays out. They are traveling to Amatags at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Cosmos will host Ajax Cape Town on Sunday, and TS Galaxy will host Cape Umoya United on Sunday. And the last one is Richards Bay FC hosting Ubuntu FC Cape Town at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed it. Catch more of these episodes next week. For now, it is goodbye from me. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.